so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk at Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. And when you hear that Monday morning, mamas and papas, you know Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Morning, Malcolm. How are you?
I am great. What a beautiful day out
there. Gosh, I know. It's just going to be a little bit cooler. I'm so excited about that.
Yes, me too.
And I can't believe it. I was actually looking at the, you know, I always, when we, Malcolm comes in, we kind of look at the calendar, see what's going on. I cannot get my mind around the fact that this is Labor Day weekend coming up. So Monday's Labor Day. We're all off on Monday.
Yeah, in fact, somebody said to me this morning, what are you going to do for Labor Day?
Right.
And I said, I had not even thought about it.
In my mind, it's a couple weeks away.
Yeah.
Because usually it's like the 5th or 6th. But
yeah, it's kind of way into September usually.
But I mean, So it's very strange because what is Friday? Friday's the 30th? 29th or 30th, something like that?
I think the 31st is on Sunday.
Okay.
30th on Saturday, 29th on Friday.
Yeah. Yes. That's not Labor Day weekend.
No.
They've made a mistake. The powers that be have made a mistake.
I think it must be the first Monday in September.
Yeah, I was trying to think, how do they decide? I guess it is the first Monday.
Yeah.
No, you're probably right about that. But anyway, so I have apparently no plans at the moment. Probably enjoy the beach a little bit. It's supposed to be beautiful this week.
As always, like the U.S. mail, through wind, through snow, through rain, through sleet, through storms,
yes,
I'll be here.
Oh, I love you, Malcolm, for that, because I will be here, no doubt. No doubt about that.
I might be a bit sleepy-eyed, but I'll be
here. That's okay. That's all right. I know, I'll be here. I'm sleepy-eyed today, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend? Did you play a little golf?
Yes, played a little golf. Up until about midday, was not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
It felt not cool, but certainly cooler.
Well, when it's not a heat index of 110, it starts feeling cool at 92.
Yeah, relatively so, yes.
Right. It's all relative here.
Yes. And, it was very enjoyable. For me, that's sort of my release.
Mm-hmm.
I think about nothing other than how bad my golf game is and trying to focus on the next shot.
Right.
And so it's therapy, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's very relaxing. You're outdoors, getting a little sunshine.
Yeah.
Do you have regular partners that you play with?
Yes. I play with one friend in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll often go play again with another group of guys right after.
Wow. So two games in one day?
Yeah. We may only play 9 holes a second time.
I was going to say, 36 holes is a lot.
27 holes.
Yeah. That's still a lot, though.
But first tee off time is, we tee off a little after 7, so it's generally not too warm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get 9 holes in pretty quickly early in the morning.
Right. Yeah, by the time you're finished playing 18, though, you're into the middle of the day. It gets kind of hot.
Yeah.
Now still.
Yes.
Even so.
So that was, again, my release. And,
mm-hmm.
and so that's why on a Monday morning when I hear that Monday, I'm all chipper and ready to go, ready to face whatever life wants to throw at me.
I love it. Well, you know what I'm excited about.
What are you excited about?
Yes. It's football season.
Oh.
College football begins this weekend. I'm so excited. It's been a long wait, a long summer.
I'd like to say that I know all about Georgia, but I have read zero on college football this year, so I don't know who's good and who's bad.
Well, it's going to be an interesting weekend. We're playing Marshall Saturday, so that's kind of a...
Is that a high school team?
You have to stop it. Marshall is kind of surprising. They can be very good. But the big game this weekend, I think, is going to be Alabama and FSU. So Alabama's number 8 right now. And then Texas is number 1 against Ohio State, which is number 3 in the country.
Oh.
So that's a big game. Those are two big games on Saturday. And then UWF is playing Friday night at 6 o'clock against Lenoir Rhyne.
Oh.
So our local Argos will be back on the
And Florida gridiron. Is playing?
Who cares?
I...
Every Florida fan just almost drove off the road right now. Sorry about that, guys, but I couldn't help it. Mm. I had to give a little dig. I'll look it up.
I think it's Longfellow College or Longfellow State.
Oh, the high school team?
Yes.
That you were talking about?
That's where I was leading to, yes.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I don't want to be rude to my Florida friends. I do have some Florida friends out there.
I really should do a little research because, I have loyalties in all kinds of teams. I have a granddaughter that just graduated from Texas A&M.
And
I have a granddaughter at Auburn.
A better school.
and two grandsons that graduated from Sam Houston, the Bearcats. Go Bearcats.
Listen to you. Oh, my goodness.
They were Division II or Division 1A national champions. So they're...
All right, this is pretty funny. Florida's playing the LIU Sharks.
LIU Sharks.
So I have no idea what Louisiana Independent University. I don't know what that stands for.
I heard it on the news this morning. Longfellow Institute. Is it Longfellow Institute?
You're asking the wrong person. That's okay. That's all right. They're going to be good this year. I'm a little afraid of Florida this year, to tell you the truth. So they're going to be good this year, no doubt.
Hmm.
But, you know, then there's all the folks that love professional football. Do you watch, like, the NFL stuff? You like
yes,
that?
Yes, Bronco.
Oh, that's Bronco. Correct. I remember that now.
When I first moved to this country in 1977, my brother-in-law took me to a Broncos game, and I've been a Broncos fan ever since.
Well, your son was a big Denver fan, as I recall.
My son is still a big Denver fan. In fact, he lives in Conroe, Texas, hence the Sam Houston connection.
Right.
He bought season tickets this year, so
he's
planning to go to several games. Yeah, he lives and dies and breathes.
How fun!
The Denver.
It's just fun, and right now it's a great escape from anything that's going on.
Well, partly where it originates is back when he was 15. I took him to Las Vegas.
Oh,
I played in a pro-am tournament, and at the dinner one night. We sat at a table with Jay Randolph and several other people. But at the next table was John Elway.
Oh, cool.
Wife.
Yeah.
And so we were able to go over and talk to him.
Really?
And so my handsome son was, you know, John Elway walks on water.
Yes, of course.
There was, I shook his hand and he put forward this mitt that was... probably three times the size of my hand and crushed my hand.
It's a little...
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, no, and your hand just crumbled. That's funny. Okay, Catherine sent in, it's Long Island University.
Oh, Long Island, okay, yeah.
Listen
sorry.
Listen how you say it. Long Island.
Long Island.
Yeah, so Long Island.
Do they have a university in Long Island?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. That's in New York. But they say in New York, hey, I'm from Long Island. Island.
Or Jersey.
Joycey. There you go. All right. So apparently all the SEC schools are, and other than Alabama, are tackling big-time universities this weekend to warm up. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And it's Monday, and that means that we're having fun with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back in just a few minutes. If you got a question or comment, feel free to comment on your favorite team, 850-437-1620. News Radio 92.3, welcome back to Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620. I was just checking with my friend Jeremy. We're actually broadcasting the Alabama FSU game on this station on Saturday.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. We're going to have a pregame at 12:30, and I've got the game. It's at 3:30-ish. I'll have to double check on that.
I have some friends that are big Alabama fans. They didn't seem to be too enthusiastic about the team this year. Maybe I misread them, but.
I don't think you misread them.
Is okay. Not a lot of optimism, huh?
No, probably not.
Well,
they got a new coach. It's very different now. And you know what I got to say? In their defense, and a lot of the schools right now, I am not a fan of the NIL and this, you know, the transfer business. I loved it when we back in the day, as I say often now, when kids would come on and the coach would groom them and they would learn. You know, they'd be back up for a couple of years. They would learn their craft. They would learn the position and then kind of earn the right to play first string. And so there was sort of a whole process and loyalty. And now it's like if they don't play, they leave.
I listened to a former college coach, well-known college coach, gave a little speech. And I'm not going to say who it is because I don't know if he wanted to be quoted. It was a small group of people that he saw the NIL as the ruination of college football.
I would agree. I think it's terrible, quite frankly, because it was never about money. I mean, but and by the way, if you're naive to think that the alumni wasn't taking care of the players, I think that has always been around. Yeah. There's definitely been compensation going on in probably not so subtle ways. So I don't know if it makes it more honest, but it certainly, I don't know, it changes the game. It makes it professional. They're playing for money now. Because at the time, it used to be you were getting a scholarship to school, and that was the value of a sports scholarship.
Yeah. On the other hand, the system as it was, a lot of young football players were sort of used and cast aside.
That's true.
Particularly if they were injured and could no longer play. All of a sudden, the scholarship went. And that was wrong. But I think it's equally wrong that essentially they're buying and selling players within the teams. And, of course, the wealthiest teams can...
Sure.
By the best players.
And the argument, too, is that the universities were making a lot of money on their football teams and all that stuff, which is very true. It supports a lot of the other academic programs. But I think one of the things that's a little unfair, and I'm not quite sure how you get around this, but let's just say, for example, you have a star quarterback, so he gets a multi-million dollar deal to endorse some product. Well, he's not a good quarterback if he doesn't have a good offensive line, if he doesn't have a good team supporting him, if he doesn't have a great defense. So those guys don't get compensated.
I imagine
I would think that if I was that quarterback, I would
care of him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you've got to imagine from time to time, some of them get a little ticked off about it.
Well, I would.
And so all
I'm
of
working
a sudden,
just as hard as he is. I'm going to the same practice he is.
All of a sudden, the tackling is not quite as intense. And he's flat on his back.
Yeah, right.
Then maybe he's saying, well, maybe I better get them a little Christmas present or whatever.
Something. I don't know, call me crazy. I think it's a shame, but I mean, not that those players don't deserve to be compensated. Don't misunderstand me. God bless them. They work so hard.
I think there's got to be a more equitable way to do it. If they should, just a thought, maybe pay all players. Some, obviously, a little bit more than others.
Some of them are on scholarship and some are not.
Yeah.
So that's always been
it's
the case.
It's a very complex problem. And I don't pretend to know enough about it to come up with a solution.
I probably don't enough about it to talk about it except just to complain.
Well, well, you're from Georgia.
Watch it.
Georgia. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I saw where that was going.
You knew exactly where that was going.
I know this man well. All right, enough about football. What about Ballinger Publishing?
Well, what about some beer drinking? Something more.
Oh, well, that's highly related to football, actually.
Yes, the Craft Beer Festival at Seville Quarter is on the 5th, which is a week from Friday.
So it's the weekend after Labor Day weekend.
After Labor Day.
That'll be something fun to look forward to.
August is pretty much shot now, and we've got to start thinking about September.
Yeah. But this weekend, we have an opening at Pensacola Little Theater. Flick is opening this weekend, so that should be an interesting show. Mm. So we'll have I'm hopeful trying to get those folks to come in and talk about the show this week, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So we got some theater happening, and then I guess we'll get into the fall now. When is the first opera performance?
Well, the first opera is not until January.
Oh, gosh.
I think it's January 23rd.
I didn't realize that. I was thinking they had a fall show.
Well,
they have some other things,
let me
right?
revise that and say Jukebox. The first full stage opera.
Okay.
But, of course, next month, I think it's the 6th, is Jukebox Gala.
That's always
fun. And, of course, the other performances, the 3 December's a new opera, which is in early December. So there's always something going on in Pensacola Opera.
Right, okay. Just thought I would check in on that. But this festival season's kicking off. I had Nicole Stacey was on the show Friday with Miss Pensacola, and we were just talking about all the big festivals coming up now. As soon as we turn this corner, then we're going to have the Seafood Festival, Pensacola Seafood Festival, Gulf Coast Arts Festival, Taste of the Beach Festival.
Foo Foo Festival, don't forget.
Yes, there's a lot. There's always something to do here. It's wild. So many things on the calendar.
Yes. Yes.
Other than golf.
Well, that too, yes.
For those of us that are not playing golf anymore. What's happening with Ballinger? When do all your publications come out now for September?
Well, we're working hard on, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. We're working very hard on the Parade of Homes.
Oh, right.
Which is our October issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to come out a little early, late September, so that it's available well before the actual Parade of Homes.
Oh, nice. When is the Parade of Homes?
Of Homes is the 10th through the 12th
of October.
Of October, yes.
Nice. Okay.
But of course, they have pre contests for the best show home and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that judging and things. So it's almost a 2-week thing.
Nice. Well, that'll be great. So you're going to have a big feature. The whole issue's about that.
Yes, it's our biggest issue of the year. In fact, last year it was 150 pages.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's exciting.
All kinds of floor plans for new homes.
Nice.
And okay. Highlights different development areas in the greater Pensacola area.
Okay. When does that hit newsstands?
We're hoping to get it out on the 25th of September.
Okay.
Which may be a bit of an unrealistic goal, but we want to get it out well before the start of events.
1 month away from today.
Yes, yes.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, chatting with Malcolm Ballinger about Ballinger Publishing and all things Pensacola. If you have a comment or want to talk about your favorite football team, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's Monday. That means Ballinger Publishing is in the house. Malcolm Ballinger is here. Just a couple of minutes left, Malcolm. Anything you want to mention before we go?
Back to an early question about my favorite football team.
Yes, sir.
My favorite football team is Derby County.
Which is soccer, yes.
Well, you call it soccer.
Right.
I just throw that out for, because I know there are millions of soccer football fans in the U.S.
They actually are talking about it's coming here now.
Well, it's on national TV every weekend.
Yeah, it's coming here now. And interestingly enough, I'm not a big Kelly and her husband fan on their show, but they've actually bought a team over there. So they've been doing
kind of the thing, I guess.
I guess. So they've been over there and rooting for their team. I can't think of the name of the team, but I saw a clip the other day and I thought, well, that's interesting that they've bought a team.
Derby County is not the best team in England by any means.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around a long time. They kind of struggled through different things.
Now, do they do mascots? Do they have a mascot?
Yeah, the Rams.
The Rams?
Yeah.
Okay.
The expression is up the Rams.
Oh!
In England, you say up the, mm-hmm. which means
yes.
get back.
Yes.
Digging a hole here?
You could be, but now you're in it. You got to have to dig your way out.
Yes. In England, they say like up the Spurs or up the Rams.
Uh-huh. As a good thing?
It's a cheer, yeah.
Oh, it's a cheer. Unlike here.
Like you say, go Gators.
Right.
Up the Rams.
Okay. Gotcha. It does have a different meaning here.
Yes, I should have thought of that, shouldn't I?
That's okay. It's all up to interpretation.
Yes.
Well, great. So are they playing now? Is the season now?
It just started.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We're out of time, sir. And if you get a chance, check out all the Ballinger Publishing.
BallingerPublishing.com.
Yep, you can get digital copies there and of all the latest issues. You can also find them around town. Support Ballinger Publishing because he certainly supports our community. Thanks for being here, Malcolm.